Blog Talk Radio.
You know, love, romantic love, is something I never experienced directly. That was genuine. And it's very, very hard, but I realized that when I was younger, it's because one reason why I didn't experience it in a genuine way is because I didn't love myself at first. Because I was taught early in my life not to love myself, being put down and people making fun of me and seen as odd or not, you know, I wasn't the prettiest or the most charismatic or, you know. And so it was very hard. But ultimately, somebody told me to love thyself, and that is the key. So I must love myself as much, because that's the most powerful tool on this planet. Because the truth is, if you can't love yourself, you cannot love no one else. If I can't love myself, I cannot love no one else. And I do love myself so much, so I can stand on my own 2 feet. Because when I was younger, because I was told that something was wrong with me, or people didn't love me or accept me, my hometown came to Hollywood, so I was searching for that love. That's why I got into the industry, because I was making music, venting rock and roll because of not being loved, not being respected. But romantic love, I was attracted to people who were not the right people for me. Some were friends, but then when I realized that they probably wasn't good friends either, because I was never loved. The problem was I never had. No one loved me romantically. And I got attracted to people because I didn't love myself. You know, they brought out a personality where that they were dysfunctional and I was dysfunctional. So I had to love myself, you know. I really did. Because I, as you know, I suffered years of child abuse and years of loneliness and years of being a victim of crime and stuff. So it was very hard to love myself and being targeted. So I had to love myself, learn to love myself. But I realized this is an ongoing process. There was one person who I won't name brought out that issues. I saw them once, and it didn't end right. Probably should have ended then, but I was thinking about that person again, and it was a friendship. That's all it was, and I was in love, but it wasn't love. And it was, you know, I got obsessed with that love, but the truth was I was looking at it from a... It was an illusion. It wasn't real. The person was pretty on the outside, but on the inside, they had a lot of issues. And also, that person couldn't love me the way that I wanted to, because the person would never be with me. The person was in love with other people, and I had to let it go. But it was let go when a person didn't want to be with me. But I also realized that person had a lot of problems personally, that if I was with them, it would never work out, because it just was a reminder. When it ended, it was painful because it exposed the illusion, the lies, the lie that I was looking at. I was in love with something that could never love me. And I was in love with something that, with a person, not only who couldn't love me, but who was not the right person for me. So that is a realization that I had to love thyself. And loving thyself was a process of just learning to be with me and be myself. For the truth is, if no one loves me in this lifetime, which... practically and romantic, it just didn't really happen, then I at least love myself. But on the opposite side of the coin, the spectrum, I have gotten people who were in love with me who I was not going to be with. They also had dysfunctional issues. They were obsessive, too, with me. So it reversed itself, and I was like, I can't. There's no way I could love them because I had no attraction to them in the first place. So I would never be in love with them, but they were in love with me. But I don't think it was because they were actually in love with me. They were actually in love to get something from me or to use me or to tear me down or something. And as I said, I was, you know, I'm only interested in high-functioning people who are, you know, got something going on, you know, because I'm an intellectual, I'm an artist, I write songs, I want to, you know, aspire to be in the industry, which didn't happen, which was another disappointment in a very difficult life, tragic life, but still I'm going to be positive. And, you know, when I see people get married and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, that never happened to me. But the people that were attracted to me, I was not going to be in love with them. They had some dark side or they had some drug issues, addiction issues. They had some mental health issues. And the same thing with that person a long time ago. And I was blind to it. But I'm not blind to it anymore because I can really see everything. Because deep inside, it comes from inside, so I love myself. So eventually I can love someone else. And I think that's the key. Because when I do love someone else, it will be genuinely honest. But it's sad, you know, because that person that I was attracted to, we could have been good friends or something, but I had to let that go because it was not possible at this time. Because life is too short, I can't think about that, and I can't be thinking about that person because I know that person had problems with alcoholism or moved away to another town or were involved in things that were totally different from me, so that was not even a good friendship. When you know, friends are people who don't end friendships just like that. You'd be with them for, but I also realized it was dysfunctional, but it was a learning process. So when I try to love myself honestly, thoroughly, and look at things just basically for what they are, then I'll be fine. Because I'm a great person. I have to love myself as much as possible. Because sooner or later I'm going to be, you know, all alone. We all going to be alone because we have to love ourselves because we're going to be all alone on this planet. And we got to stand on our own 2 feet of survival. And loving thyself is the key. Ultimately, it is on the inside of myself. Before I can love someone else, I must love myself first. That is the most powerful form of love on this planet that can withstand anything. And that's the thing I'm trying to do, and I think I am getting very far in that department, to love thyself, because I'm a great person. I also know that if someone, people don't love me or like me, I have to let it go. That includes my music, too. You know, it's like life is too short. I work very hard. I want people to appreciate my music or to give me a chance in the industry. But at the end of the day, it's like if they hate my guts for no reason or whatever, to let it go. Because the truth is I realize that there's always going to be somebody who's going to like me or my music, and there's always going to be somebody who won't, no matter what I do. I can do whatever. I can jump up and down. I can do all kinds of things. There's always going to be somebody who ain't going to like me. I have to let them go and ignore them and move on and go to the people who will like me and do, because that's always going to be the case for me and for everybody. And for me, I have to let it go. I can't worry about who don't like me. I have to worry about liking myself first and go to the people who do like me. And I have a choice of who I love. And if I love someone, if something makes me feel comfortable, I'd be with something or somebody. It could be, you know, something that makes me feel comfortable, then I have to. Because being a person who's been targeted and for persecution and ridicule, some of the, the bullies when I was a child or some of them have traits that I stay away from. It could be something related to what they wear or the hair, et cetera, et cetera. But I also know that, there are good and bad in everybody, but I go to the good people who are going to respect me. So love of thyself is the highest form of love, and that's why I seek out, so I can love someone else. Good day, good night, and good night.